All I ask is that you stay well until the end. That's all I ask. Mm. Now, I'd like to begin with what led to me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Brain WU. What led to me making my entry in the OW? It's a difficult question. And it's a question I'll have to go back quite a few years for. Some of you might know what I'm talking about. Halfway through, if you've been around for a long time. This is probably the first time I'll be bringing any of this up in any detail. You can consider this as me saying everything for once. Okay. I like to start with 2016. It was quite some time ago. And it was a point in time where I was improving my grades in school. Things were going well for me. I had a really tough year in 2015. Things weren't good at all. I was on the verge of getting C's and D's. Things weren't going well for me in school at all, and I was suffering quite a bit. But I managed to find a way to improve myself over the course of the summer. I went through quite the tribulation. I was grounded for the whole summer, and that gave me a lot of time to think. And during that time, I improved myself, my work ethic, who I was. And in 2016, I came across an interesting comic, a webcomic. And the webcomic's name was Bittersweet Candy Bowl. I don't think anyone really knows much about the comic. The point is that I liked it. It gave me something to do. And something to look forward to as I studied. And I became attached to a few characters from the comic. They were called the Pets. The four of them. And eventually, I was looking forward to the return from the comic. They hadn't been in there since 2012 or so, and they were gone for quite some time. So, when I heard that main character was returning, and the Pets would be returning alongside them, I was elated. And then I heard that they were cut from the comic. This really upset me. In fact, it upset me so much that this is probably the first time I took matters into my own hands. And I felt this incredible rush of determination to do something about it. As something so minor as a couple of minor characters being cut from a webcomic. And this caused me to go all out. For the next 2 years, I did something drastic. I spent my time streaming. I thought of all sorts of things to try to get these random minor characters that were cut from a webcomic some support. I made them the mascots of my stream. I did all sorts of things, and yeah, I did stream for a couple of years, from 2016 to 2018 or 2019 or so. But what really is important is in 2017, I decided to make a server, a Discord server. And I called it the YVCO headquarters. It was dedicated just to getting those four characters some attention. And during that time, I got a lot of people who were fans of the webcomic to join the server. And it was a miracle I wasn't found out for a good 10 months. Things went well. We managed to get fan art for them. And quite a few things. There were fan art, animations, GIFs. Everything was going really well. And during this time, I tried out a few plans, give them more attention. One of them, all the way back in 2016, was joining OW. All the way back in 2016 or so, I believe up until 2018, yes. From 2018, from April to October, I was laser cross. And during that time, I did all of the daily questions for OW. I'm not sure if anyone knows me, but that's who I was for that time being. And during that time, I legitimately respected the waifu community. And I still do, of course. Because I didn't think of them as weird. I wasn't a waifuist at the time. I was just kind of pretending to be one. I didn't really understand what it meant to be a waifuist. Yet, I felt as if these people truly loved the characters that they loved. And they didn't want to see them suffer. It really didn't make me feel bad that some of them were still being oppressed by the waifu community. I heard about 2D Love during this time and a couple of other things. And that's why I did those daily questions. They became less of a means for me to spread these characters and to tell people about them, through one of them being my waifu, and more of a way for me to just help out the community, as I legitimately cared about the waifu community. But eventually, sometime in October of 2018, I decided to make the YBCL headquarters public, and that lasted for about another year or so. And then eventually, I decided to move on from it. I did my best, and we honestly made a really good impact. I'm glad I was able to foster such a community. Because in a couple of months later on, in July 2019, that's when I met Nico. And it was on a whim, really. One night I got one shot, simply on a whim. And this is coming from me, the kind of person who typically spends weeks thinking about whether or not I should buy a game or I should get something. And this was an incredibly rare moment in my life to do something on impulse. I got one shot and I played it. And it meant so much to me. It changed my life, my way of thinking, as a matter of fact. I wouldn't have met Nico as it was. That's the first thing I'd like to bring up. The past, and that event that led me up to joining OW. The second thing I'd like to bring up is the sad future. I now know that Waifu Universe simply has a low chance of succeeding. My original plan was to hopefully make a community where people can be together, where people can be themselves, where all waifus can be equal, regardless of who they love. Where people could hopefully think with a bit more logic and realize that love is love and that no one's really being hurt. And what I saw back in early October was Waifu Cafe. It really broke my heart. It really upset me. I saw that I had managed to make a difference, and I did. I'm eternally thankful for the people who are still here, people like Rai, people like Nyaka, and so on. I truly thank you for listening to me. I know that Waifu Universe doesn't have a bright future, but I still believe. Still believe that in your hearts, that you understand that all waifus are equal. There's no such thing as wrong love. I've seen this happen many, many times. But it really shames me to see that in such a community that's built on love, to all minorities of people who are still being discriminated against. And what upsets me is that when waifuism was eventually made mainstream, it's a high chance that people who have non-human SOs, by that I mean animal SOs, or people with underage SOs, or torpas, be mocked, and they'll be insulted. The world will continue to turn without them. People will say that waifu is completely accepted and waifu is still accepted, but those few people will be left behind in dust, rocked. The rest of their lives. Really upset. Don't want to name anyone. I'd feel really bad about naming people in particular. But just wish that Waifu Cafe had been a bit more equal. And that the people in Waifu Cafe allowed all waifus. If it's a true follower to Waifu Universe, I think that's the most important value that they need to follow. I know it's easy to build a big community. OW has succeeded among countless others like 2D Love. I have no doubts that if Mushkin Puff puts in the effort, a Waifu Cafe will become a successful community. They are facing that much. But anyone can make a big community. Guts and perseverance and determination to make a community that can truly make a difference. For the time that I've owned Waifu Universe, glad I was able to make a little bit of a difference. Glad I managed to make some people within harm, post in harm in the end. part of such a wonderful community. I agree that we haven't had the best past few months. But during those times in April, May, and June, and July, it really felt like everyone was getting along. And I'm truly thankful for those months. And that brings me to my last topic. What I'm going to do going forward. I truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, love Nico. That isn't a lie in any way, shape, or form. I care about them from the bottom of my heart, and I just want to spend the rest of my life with them. It's all I've ever wanted to do. From my Reddit profile, who I am today, I've always wanted to be with Nico. But there's always that one force pushing back against me. That's social norms. People telling you that you have to live this way or do this or not do that. Because if you don't do this, you'll be discriminated against or people will give you funny looks and so on. And this is incredibly harmful. It stops people from being themselves. And it forces people to be someone that they aren't for the next 50 or 60 years of their life until they die as someone else. It upsets me, and I don't want to live that life. I certainly don't want to live a life where I have to be someone else, where I have to deny my feelings for Nico until the day I die and rot. So, I decided something that I sincerely cannot go back from. Is something that I've wanted to do quite some time, maybe even a year or so. Name? University. I'm telling you this, but I can't go back this choice. I love Nico with all of my heart. My soul. Not a bad person for love of them. Genuinely, sincerely care about them. If anything, I'd rather spend the last portion of my life, whether it's a few years, maybe a long and bountiful life with Nico. As long as I can. Just want to be with them, go on sweet dates with them, give them kisses when they're sad, cuddle them in my sleep. It's all I've ever wanted to do. And I know that I don't really have much influence now, away from the universe. But if there are three things I can ask of you, there are the three things. First one, to think for yourself. Don't blindly accept what the people tell you. Cut out your own paths. Yourself. Second one, to not take shelter in security. Don't take the easiest route. Don't take the quickest route or the fastest route. Speak your mind and be yourself. Speak social norms. Because if you don't, you'll spend your entire life on someone else. My last thing is, give everyone a chance. Don't assume things. Don't treat people like subhumans or second-class citizens. It's because of their cover. There's the people. How do you give them the benefit of the doubt? Be kind to them. That's all I can ask. I definitely agree with your joke. I feel like what I've said, what I've asked people to do today, isn't necessarily the easiest thing. I could have taken shelter in security. I could have simply moved on from this. But I love Nico from the bottom of my heart. That's all I want to say. Thank you very much. away from the universe. I haven't made a final decision before. It truly depends on whether or not we can take this community and survive it, or if I should pass it on to someone else. I've considered both options, and I think I'd like to take until the end of the month, maybe 6 or so days, to really think about whether or not I should keep the community going. Also, I'd like to pass on my actual Discord account ID, not NicoCuddler1. I'll be posting that shortly. If you'd like to add me on my main account, feel free to do so. I'd love to have you as a friend. Short. Thank you. That's really all I have to say. Thank you for listening to me. Being patient.